You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Wednesday show, the Pronk Pop Show. I was preparing the show, and I noticed that Donald Trump may not be showing up tomorrow at the debates. Now, in a way, that doesn't surprise me, because if you want to hype up your audience and to get attention, is will he show up or not? I have no idea. I sort of hope he doesn't show up. Now, what's being pointed out is that Fox would lose a lot of money. Fox is not going to lose any money, or very little money, for the simple reason, by now, at this late date, they've sold the advertising with the expectation that Donald Trump is going to be in it, and we'll probably have anywhere from 20 million to 30 million people viewing the show. And when you have that many viewing the show, you can charge a lot more money per 15 seconds, 30 seconds, or minute, however long you want to advertise. So we are talking a lot of money. There's no doubt about that, that advertising dollars and how much you have to pay for a spot are driven by how many people are going to view the show. In this case, it's a debate. It's not entertaining, although there's a certain amount of entertainment element to it. Now, I want to refresh your memory about the first Fox News debate. And this is the question that he thought he was treated unfairly on. So let me play the whole thing just to refresh your memory what supposedly is Donald Trump's beef with Fox.
Mr. Trump, one of the things people love about you is you speak your mind and you don't use a politician's filter. However, that is not without its downsides, in particular when it comes to women. You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
has
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't. Your Twitter account.
Thank you.
For the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct. I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either. This country is in big trouble. We don't win anymore. We lose to China. We lose to Mexico, both in trade and at the border. We lose to everybody. And frankly, what I say, and oftentimes it's fun, it's kidding, we have a good time, what I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that. But you know what? We need strength. We need energy. We need quickness. And we need brain in this country to turn it around. That I can tell you right now.
Now, that was the question that Donald Trump was not very happy about. Was it a fair question? Yes. Was it a tough question? Yes. The only reaction I had to it, given, for example, the economy, the threats we face abroad, a whole host of issues, why waste time on this? Why waste time? And what's going on here? Because I think Donald Trump was somewhat taken aback. Now, I think he recovered fairly quickly, especially when he initially responded only to one person. But something else is not being said. And there's some background here that most people simply aren't aware of. But it's been on talk radio as well as in some internet blogs, conversations. The rumor that was going around is that Fox executives, together with their contacts in the Republican Party, were going to use this debate to take out Donald Trump, so he would not be a viable candidate for the Republican nomination to be the next president of the United States. Now, why would Fox and the GOP, and you're never going to get the names, so forget about it, but trying to track this down. But Donald Trump had heard that, as had people in the media, talk radio such as Rush Limbaugh. That's where I first heard this. It didn't surprise me. Because after Donald Trump announced his candidacy, I think it was June 16th, all the media, left, right, center, television networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, all were taking shots at Donald Trump. Why? Donald Trump raised the one issue that the political elitist establishment in D.C., both Democrat and Republican, as well as their fellow travelers or supporters in the media, did not want raised. Now, that doesn't mean they fully anticipated that there would probably be a few questions on an issue, and the issue is immigration, by the way, especially illegal immigration. They did not want this to be front and center or prominent either in the Democratic Party or in the Republican Party. Now, they knew that the so-called establishment candidates would not embarrass them. See, the establishment candidates of the Republican Party, they use the same line that the Democrats use. Our system is broken. Our system is broken. I think you've heard that probably dozens of times. And I keep saying, well, who broke it? Who broke it? Who broke it? And who broke it was very simple. And how did they break it? Well, who broke it was George W. Bush, a Republican president for 8 years, and Barack Obama, a Democratic president for 7 years. They broke it. How? They did not enforce immigration law. And I'm talking in cities and towns across this nation. Not at the border, but once you got across, if you were an illegal alien and get across the border. In other words, you're not apprehended. Your chances of being deported are slim to none. You're home free. And the American people don't like it. And they've expressed that in poll after poll. If you ask them, do you want immigration law enforced? Most Americans say, yes, definitely, we want immigration law enforced. And those numbers are anywhere from 2/3 to as high as 80% or more. The American people have made it very, very clear to the leadership in both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party that they want illegal immigration stopped. And I mean stopped. In other words, secure the borders. Now, you've heard in debate after debate, and it's virtually every candidate, including Trump, I'm going to secure the borders. I'm going to secure the borders. Well, I've been hearing that for 15 to 20 years, yet our border's not secured. Where is the double fence with a road in between, a 2,000-mile fence? Oh, yeah, it's built in certain places, but in others, there's no fence or holes in it that illegal aliens use every day to cross into the United States. Now, it's dangerous. You know, some of these places, it's desert. And if you don't carry enough water and run out of water, you can be found dead, and many are every day are found dead. So the elites in this country did not want immigration to be a so-called wedge issue. Now, who owns Fox News? It's part of the Rupert Murdoch empire, if you will. Very wealthy individual, actually wealthier than Donald Trump. He made his fortune largely initially in newspapers. He's a great newspaper man. And he does get involved in politics. And he tends to be labeled conservative, although I somewhat question that. But he favors open borders. He favors more and more immigration into the United States. Well, that's his opinion. He's entitled to it. But you better believe the people at Fox News, as well as the Wall Street Journal, and the Wall Street Journal on its editorial pages is openly open borders. The more the merrier. What's going on here? I think Donald Trump is using Megyn Kelly as a foil. The real issue is between Murdoch and Trump. Murdoch does not appreciate that Donald Trump made immigration, and specifically illegal immigration, the issue of this campaign. I'm not saying they wouldn't be talking about it, but if it wasn't for Donald Trump, there'd be very little in terms of questions on any of the debates on this subject. Now, I need to say something and remind you, I'm for limited government. Today in the United States, we have two political parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. They're both big government parties. And I want to warn my listeners, I don't know who's going to be the next president. At this point in time, I think the smart money is in Donald Trump. But that's why you have bets. There's an equal number of Democrats that think Hillary Clinton can't lose. Oh, her poll numbers have been falling, but she'll eventually get the nomination. She may or may not be indicted or charged prior to the election. I don't think she'll ever be indicted or charged, by the way. I think she's going to be pardoned by Barack Obama. I don't know when, whether before the convention, after the convention, or before the first Tuesday in November or after the election. But prior to him leaving office, he's going to pardon Hillary Clinton. The fix is in, folks. And there have been press reports that Barack Obama was planning that, and he was rather upset. He was really mad that that leaked out. Now, I always thought that's what he was going to do, probably near the last week or last days of his administration. But if it become necessary during this campaign to do that, he would do it. Now, he'd rather delay it to the very last minute and not have to pardon her. But if Hillary Clinton gets into trouble and her poll numbers are sinking, and Bernie Sanders' numbers, if he starts winning in Iowa, I think he's going to win New Hampshire, but if he starts to winning in the South, where supposedly there's a firewall and Hillary Clinton should carry those states and doesn't carry those states, then in politics, timing is everything, and you can get momentum. People. And that's what happened to Donald Trump, and they're afraid that could happen with Bernie Sanders. Now, right now, I don't think it's going to happen. But stranger things have. Namely, Barack Obama got the nomination in 2008. Remember, the conventional wisdom in 2008 was Hillary Clinton was inevitable. She will be the first woman president to take the oath of office in 2009. Well, it didn't happen. Barack Obama beat her to the punch, ran a brilliant campaign, focused in on the caucuses, and the momentum went to him. So I'm not counting Bernie out. I'm certainly not counting Hillary Clinton out. But if it becomes necessary because of, for example, let's say the FBI director, James Comey, issues a criminal referral to the Justice Department. And remember, part of the process is the FBI can't indict or charge anybody. They can't issue a subpoena to anybody. They're responsible for the investigation. In other words, gathering the evidence, looking at the law, and see if she has committed criminal conduct. And what I'm talking about is two areas. One, her emails. Now, apparently, the FBI has found over 1,300 emails that contain classified information at various levels, from confidential to secret to top secret to sensitive compartmented information to special access programs. The last two are the most sensitive. Actually, they're all sensitive. But it's not one or two or a dozen or 100. It's over 1,000. So there were classified documents found on her server. She lied about it under oath and to federal agents. And she said it in a press conference. I did not receive or send classified information. Well, how did all that classified information get to your server? You see, her immediate staff, as well as her, are guilty of crimes. Because even one document is serious. But when you have that many, especially of the most sensitive kind, and the fact that you put it in a private server that can be compromised, by foreign intelligence services such as the Russians or the Chinese, and our intelligence officials believe it was. It's a piece of cake because she could have used, but didn't use, State Department servers. Now, even government servers can be broken into and have. But she had her server in a bathroom closet in her home in New York with minimum security on it. So there's a high probability that getting access wasn't the problem. It's just realizing that, oh my God, this is the Secretary's of State email account and it has all these documents. Oh, it doesn't have the markings. Apparently what happened is someone on her staff, actually I think several people, took off the markings, sent her either summaries or copied and pasted the details of it on a regular browser and sent it to her email account. Well, that's a crime in and of itself. You don't do that. You see, it's not having the markings that matters. It's the content of the message. She likes to say it wasn't classified at the time. No, because your staff took it off. That did not make it unclassified. Now, I only bring this up because a lot of people think, oh, it's Hillary Clinton. She's going to win. There's no way she's not going to be elected the first woman president. Well, I have news for her. If, and timing is essential here, the FBI director makes the referral, then a lot of people, and the second step is the U.S. Department of Justice, the Justice Department, U.S. attorneys will be assigned to this case to evaluate the evidence. They will review all the evidence, review all the laws to make a decision, have crimes been committed? And if that answer is correct, then the next step is to form a federal grand jury and present the evidence to the grand jury, because under the United States Constitution, it's only the grand jury that can indict her or charge her. Now, I bring this up for a reason. Timing in politics, again, is everything. No one has a guarantee that they're going to be elected. Donald Trump today is leading in the national polls and is leading in Iowa. And he believes that he's won all six debates so far. I don't agree with him there. I think a couple were won by some Ted Cruz, maybe Marco Rubio. But he did well. And I don't think he's intimidated by Megyn Kelly at all. I think he was rather annoyed that she asked that question. And so am I, because there are a lot of other way more important questions. In other words, this was the question, and there were several others, but this was the primary one. It was the attempt or the follow-through to take him out. I don't think it had succeeded at all, because he was quick on his feet and people started to laugh at it. And that took the air out of the balloon. You could even see it in the face of Megyn Kelly. That was not the expected reaction of the audience. See, a lot of people will take his comments and say, oh, he doesn't like women. Well, I think he likes women, folks. I think where you challenge him or insult him or try to take advantage of him, he attacks you. Now, some people will say, well, he's a bully. No, especially if you're in business and a developer, you have people that will take advantage of you. Real estate development, that happens all the time. So you can't be a patsy and lay down. In other words, he will punch back. He can be a very, very nice, pleasant guy. He can be accommodating and offer you things. Some would say that's bribery. Some would say that's courtesy. But he can be very vicious and insulting if he feels he's not being treated fairly. And I think he finally had enough. I think initially he raised this Megyn Kelly question, his issue with Megyn Kelly. He doesn't think she treated him fairly. I think that was smoke, folks. Left unsaid is why did Fox go along with the Republican Party and try to take Trump out? I think it's all about immigration. That's the reason, the motivation they went after him and are still going after them. Now he's kind of turned the tables. And Fox has a problem. And it's getting a lot of phone calls because the advertisers, they've already paid and signed the checks. And they've been cashed. Fox is making a lot of money from advertising because they expect high ratings. They can charge more. They're not going to lose money. But the advertisers are now calling in and complaining loudly. Why did you do this to Donald Trump? Now, there was a press release, and I'm trying to get the story straight, but it was a Fox press release, and let me see if I can scroll down and find it. I have included in my notes, and I need to say this, for those that are new to the show, the way you listen to the show is you go to prontpops.wordpress.com. That's my companion blog to this show, and when you go there, at the very top, you'll see my photograph. Under my photograph are the links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows. And under that are my notes or my show prep. And I give you articles, YouTube videos, and I have quite a few for this show, both on Murdoch, Trump, their positions on immigration. It's very, very clear that Donald Trump and Murdoch don't agree on immigration at all. And Rupert Murdoch is friends with Bloomberg. They have a partnership together, and they testified before Congress. They're pro-immigration. I'm not against immigration, but I'm with the majority of the American people. I want all illegal immigration. It's not immigration. I want the invasion stopped in its tracks. In other words, I truly want the border secured, whether it's a double fence with a road, with technology and patrols, or a wall. I don't care how it's done. I just want it done, and it hasn't been done. Deliberately hasn't been done because both parties, the leadership of both parties, get large campaign contributions from what's called the donor class. And Donald Trump is part of the donor class, as is Rupert Murdoch. And they give money to politicians, and they expect something in return. And what they expect in return is the borders to be kept open. In other words, the illegal alien invasion to continue. And that's exactly what's happening right now every day. There have been estimates that every year, on average, before President Obama came to office, and there's statistics on this, and the numbers jumped around, the U.S. Border Patrol at the U.S.-Mexican border typically would apprehend about 1 million illegal aliens trying to sneak into the United States or break into this country, which is a misdemeanor. And typically, they will arrest them or detain them, get the information, and send them back. But they will tell you for every one that they release, in other words, apprehend and then ultimately release, anywhere from 3 to 5 get away. So if 1 million are being detained or apprehended each year, that means 3 to 5 million successfully break into this country and are working in cities and towns across this United States. And that's why young people, young Americans, citizens that have been born, educated, raised here, are having difficulties finding their jobs, in particular starting jobs, because you have illegal aliens willing and able to work either off the books or for lower wages than Americans will. The primary reason people come to this country, especially illegally, is for jobs. There are other reasons, namely to smuggle drugs, make money off of drugs. Some are terrorists. And that's why I say immigration is not only a jobs issue, it's a crime issue, it's a drug issue, it's a national security issue. But we don't want to talk about it. We really don't want to do anything to stop it because the money from the donor class, they want cheap, compliant labor. And I've said this on many, many, many shows. I'm bringing it up for this show for one reason. I think we're not hearing the real reason. Trump is not going to be at the debate. I don't know. I recommend he don't go to the debate. Stick it to Fox because they try to stick it to him. That's how you get their attention and respect. Because if he doesn't show up, who knows what Fox is going to do in terms of maybe giving the advertisers some money back. I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to take all the money they can get. But there's a lot of phone calls and complaints right now, and that's why I think Fox will be pleading, if not begging, Donald Trump to please come to the debate. Please come to the debate. Now, Trump can build up a certain amount of suspense, so we'll know 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Thursday, whether or not Donald Trump shows up. But we won't really hear the real reason that they tried to take out Donald Trump. They failed miserably. I don't think it's because of Megyn Kelly. Donald Trump doesn't like her. I think she's very attractive, very articulate, usually fair, but she was part of it. Probably given orders to ask a question like this. What I'm trying to say, we haven't heard the real story. You see, both political parties today are screwing the American worker, and the American worker knows it. They don't like the direction this country is going in, and they simply do not like being taken advantage of, just like Donald Trump doesn't like to be taken advantage of. You see, I still have reservations about Donald Trump. Don't get the impression I'm for Donald Trump. I'm not. I would vote for him, though. He's fourth on my list. After who? Senator Rand Paul, Senator Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, and then Donald Trump. But at this late date, it's obvious that the front runner is Donald Trump. The next closest person is Ted Cruz. And the race in Iowa is somewhat close, but Donald Trump, if you believe the polls, he's going to win Iowa, and he's way ahead New Hampshire. And it continues in South Carolina and Nevada. So the clear front runner today is, believe it or not, Donald Trump. And that was the person that Fox was going to take out. And he's saying to himself, why do I need this? I'm winning in national polls. I'm winning in state polls. I'm winning in Iowa. This is the same outfit that used Megyn Kelly to attack me, as well as Chris Wallace. See, Donald Trump has had more interaction with the media than any candidate I've seen. He knows how to handle them. He knows how to control them. They don't like that, by the way. And all of the media are gunning for him. They want to be the one that brings down the Donald. So if you have that lead, if you believe the polls, and I more or less do, it could actually be understating it, but we'll find out real quick, you know. Next Monday, people go to the polls, and probably by before midnight of Monday, we'll know. And then on the 9th, the following Tuesday, we have the primary in New Hampshire. You see, the big unknown here is whether those poll numbers translate to votes, and those votes turn into delegates. The name of the game is to get, if you're in the Republican, running for the Republican nomination, you need to get half the delegates plus one. In other words, 1,236 delegates. And that's what Donald Trump is trying to do. It's not hard to understand. I'm looking at the time. I could go longer, but I don't want to. Let me tell you what I think is going to happen. I think he is not going to show up. I think initially he was hyping the audience. In other words, trying to build up the audience so there'd be more viewers. 25, break a record, go to 30 million. He's into that. And he thinks the only reason why, and I think he's right, by the way, that the ratings are so high and the viewership is so high is because he's at the debate. And if he doesn't show up, the audience is going to plummet. I don't think by much, but it's not going to be 24 million. It'd probably be under 20 million. As opposed to being 24 million or above, it'd probably be less than 20 million. So wait and see. I have, to a certain extent, my gut says he's still playing games. But if you get someone like that really mad and thinks he is truly not being treated fairly, Donald Trump can walk. He's made his billions. He doesn't need the media. See, most politicians, virtually all politicians, they have to play the game. They got to go show up. It's unheard of not appearing, if you're invited, not appearing. Now, I don't agree with that. I wouldn't go, not that I would ignore the media, but I'd go where I'm truly welcome, not where they're trying to put a knife in my back or in my front, or where they're trying to take me down and make me look like a fool. And that, I think, is what Donald Trump has in the back of his mind. These guys, the media is after me, as well as the other candidates. I don't need this. He's not scared of them. He still has to run a race. He still has to go on the networks and see that he knows what does the the networks want, as well as the print media. They want access. They want the videos. They want the ratings. They want the audience. And they'll probably be beating this story to death, not only today, but tomorrow. And we'll find out whether he shows up. And I don't think it's going to make much difference. I really don't. There might be a few voters that say, well, I wanted to hear more. He didn't go to the debate. So I'll vote to my first, second, or third choice. See, I have to listen to the debate and will. But will it change my first, second, or third choice? Probably not. I don't think there's any way. If Donald Trump appears, I'm going to make him my number one or two. Maybe he'll go to three, but he's not going to be one or two because I have some big reservations about him. And still in immigration, he's the best in immigration, but he really hasn't amplified, and he needs to. It's not that hard. Well, you say you're going to enforce immigration law. How's that going to work? He needs to spell that out. The size of the problem, 30 to 50 million illegal aliens are here, and how is he going to get them to go home, go after their employers? He hasn't said any of this. The press, the media, the so-called moderators need to go after him, need to ask him these tough questions, not the one Megyn Kelly asked. There are just too many issues that the American people are concerned about. One is jobs. The second is national security, our safety and security from radical Islamic terrorists. And the fact that our economy is stagnating. There are literally hundreds of questions that I would have expected Fox and all the networks to ask before what Megyn Kelly asked. The Megyn Kelly question was to put him off his game, and it didn't. And he was quick to respond and recover. And that didn't sit well with Megyn Kelly. And Fox didn't really achieve its goal. If anything, every time there's a debate, there's always going to be differences of opinion of who won, who did well, who did not. But Donald Trump's momentum in the polls, his numbers have gone up, up, and up. And they will continue to go up, up, and up until the American people decide, is he for real or is he a phony? I don't think he's a phony, but I'm not convinced he can stop this illegal invasion. The reason I don't have many of the Republican establishment candidates, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, on my list is they're not going to do anything about illegal immigration. If anything, they're going to continue the policies of Barack Obama and try to increase the number of legal immigrants from over a million to 2 to 3 million over time. They're going to fix the problem, so-called comprehensive immigration reform, by first giving them legal status with a work permit or an employment authorization document. It looks like a driver's license, then a green card, and ultimately citizenship, and they get to vote. And the American people have said no, 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 no to that. And that's why Donald Trump is in the lead, but he hasn't really spelled it out, not only on this issue, but a number of issues. It's well past the time where he has to be specific, and the questions need to be asked. They're not being asked. So Donald Trump, I think, wins this. Why? The American people don't like the media. They don't trust the media. Why don't they trust the media? Because most of the media today, whether it's television or print, are liberals and progressives. You heard the phrase, in the tank for Obama. They want to help in any way they can get elected Democratic candidates. And they're really annoyed that today we have the World Wide Web and people can get their information by going to the Internet, and they're doing that. They don't have a monopoly anymore. They don't have the control that they used to do, and as a result, what has happened? Their viewership has gone down, down, and down. The people subscribing to their newspapers have gone down, down, and down. Many newspapers today have already gone out of business. That is a sign that you have competition, and the competition is on the World Wide Web, on the Internet. It's also on talk radio. So TV ratings are key, and Donald Trump understands that. That's the name of the game. It's the same with talk radio. You got to get the audience. And if you're successful, if you entertain people, inform people, and people listen to your show, you'll see it in the ratings, and that means more people will advertise. And the more people advertise, that means more and more money to the owners, stockholders of media companies such as Fox News and the Rupert Murdoch empire. You're not going to hear much of what I said today on this show at the debate, assuming Donald Trump shows up. See, I would have hoped he would have let the cat out of the bag. What's interesting, he didn't want it. The head of Fox News is Roger Ailes, which I have a lot of respect for, well known in the industry. And I think he's a fair man, but he expects loyalty from his employees and is very loyal to them. He's not going to replace Megyn Kelly. Donald Trump understands that. Donald Trump wants to speak to Rupert Murdoch. That's what I'm hearing, and I can understand why. Donald Trump understands what's going on. He's being played. So he decided to turn the tables, and I think he will. So wait and see whether or not Donald Trump is going to show up at the debate. I think he wins no matter what. It's heads I win, tails I win too. I think the losers will be the American people. Fox News is not going to lose. Maybe a little money, but not much. Just got the signal. I got to wrap it up. So stay tuned. I'll tell you tomorrow whether Donald Trump, actually Friday, whether Donald Trump has shown up, and I'll give you any updates. With that, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.